myself on the outside that some of the small business still needs support, and some of them are still struggling. But at the outset of the storm, and this happened with before Christmas as well as Storm Éowyn, there was a number of businesses, say, in our area, in Mohill, here in Carrigan-Shannon, and I know in Ballinamore, Dumshambo, and I'm sure Manor Hamilton, that right across the board were all affected by this. I know businesses that were out of, totally closed for up to 2 weeks. No, and they couldn't, the small business cannot sustain this. Particularly in Mohill, like half of the town, just will say, was out of business for over the week. The upper half of the town was okay, it came back after a couple of days. Young business people cannot sustain that. There isn't the cash flow through the business to sustain this. So I'm asking, and I thought that maybe we in Leitrim County Council had probably could do something for them ourselves, but it has to come from central government. And what we're asking for is that central government compensate the local authority, who will in turn look after those small businesses. And that's what has been passed today. I hope that central government come up trumps and look after the local authority, who in turn will look after those small businesses. And they are the people, the local authority are the people with the knowledge of the those on the ground that have suffered. And everybody knows who was out of power and who wasn't. So that's why I'm hoping that...
And predominantly you're probably talking about maybe hospitality, food, pubs, restaurants, so on and so forth. But there could have been, say, the likes of childminders. There could have been other businesses that had to shut down as well. It should be considered.
It was right across the board. It's not just...
hospitality.
Absolutely not. It's right across the board. As you rightly said, childminders, everything was affected by this. And I do believe that there has been, we'll say, payments in the past to different sectors for this, that and the other. I believe that central government have to come in, compensate the local authority, and they in turn look after the people within their own place.